Nine maps have made the final cut in the process to designate two Montana congressional districts. On Voices of Montana, District and Apportionment Commission member Dan Stusik said they must meet four criteria set out in the Montana and U.S. constitutions.
They have to be as equal as practicable in population. If they're not exactly equal, you have to justify why that's the case. One person, one vote. They have to be contiguous. So every part of the district has to touch another. You cannot pick and choose certain segments and then call them a district if they're not connected. You can't openly discriminate against minorities, majority-minority populations. And then the fourth one is compactness. Is the district compact?
This is the Northern News Network.